As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Life Coaching for Men podcast, where real life meets real coaching. I'm your host, Dr. Darren Wilson. Welcome in, everyone. Episode number 120 of the Life Coaching for Men podcast. Hope everyone is doing well and having a good week. I'm excited this week. I'm recording this on Sunday evening. I just got back from watching my daughter have her, she's a competitive cheerleader at a university in Kentucky, and had her debut this past weekend, and was pretty cool. She is a really good flipper, if you will. She can flip and turn, and she's a flyer, so it was a lot of fun to watch her, and I got to hang out with my son a little bit, so I've had a good couple days. You know, for all you out there who ever question about, you know, whether to do something or not and when it has to do with your kids, my encouragement to you, some of you have listened to this for a long time, you kind of know that I had taken a job and moved away from my kids, didn't realize, I thought they were going to move, they didn't move 11 years later, so I've been going back and forth about 5 hours from that time, but she's now 2.5 hours farther away, so it was a 7.5 hour drive yesterday and drove back today. So my encouragement to you is just do it. They will appreciate it in the long run. You will appreciate it in the long run. So just go make it happen and spend as much quality time as you can with them, because you know, one day you might not get to do that. So that's my quick encouragement for you as we get started. But got to spend a little time with my son on the way back too. So so anyway, I'm recording this. I just got back. It's Sunday evening. And the good news is I'm getting to go to Hilton Head for a few days on Tuesday. I'm going to spend a couple days with my parents, and Natalie's going. And so we're going to play a little golf, or my dad and I are. So looking forward to that too. And then we'll be back at it later in the week. But busy day tomorrow of coaching. And then this mastermind's going great, so we'll have it on Wednesday night too, and I'll do it from the road. And so that's a little bit about me and what's been going on the last little bit. So this week, I want to give you 6 hacks to help make you more productive, right? We all want to be more productive, and sometimes we get caught in that mode of procrastination, and we just feel all those feels, and then we can't get motivated, and then we kind of feel like we're stuck. And so this week, it's to help you feel and be, hopefully, more productive. So 6 hacks to be more productive. Number one, try the 5-minute rule. I don't know if you've kind of heard this, there's been some books written about this, but try the 5-minute rule. When you think about procrastination, right? Most of the things that you're procrastinating aren't that difficult to do. Now, some of you may have a project, or you may have some things that feel like they're over your head, But try this. Try this 5-minute rule. The first part of the rule is if the task takes under 5 minutes or less to complete, do it immediately, right? So if it takes 5 minutes or less for you to complete, do it immediately. So if you need to respond to an email that's been waiting, maybe you need to wash your clothes or wash, you know, just put some clothes in. Maybe you want to do, I don't know, any sort of task that's kind of been hanging over your head. Boom, 5 minutes or less, do it immediately. Okay. The second part is that when you start these new habits, it should take you less than 5 minutes to do, right? So kind of once you get started, we perceive that a task is much less adverse or aversive than we are if we're avoiding it. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes we think, oh, this is going to take forever. It's going to take forever. I just can't do it. I just don't want to do it. 5 minutes or less, boom, you go and get it done. And then what you'll start to notice in the second part is as you keep doing these tasks that you've been maybe putting off or that you know you need to do because they're going to help you be more productive throughout the day, as you start to do them, your brain will start going, no, wait a minute. It only takes 5 minutes or less. I can get this done. So think about today, maybe one or two of those things that you've been putting off that you know will take you 5 minutes or less, and go on and do it. Just go on and do it. Start today. And then you'll notice as you continue to do that, you do it the second time, you do it the third time, you do it the fourth time, your brain will start to get used to it. You'll say, okay, there's no use putting this off. Let's just go on and get it done. Number two, I've talked about this one before. Set micro, those small and big picture, this is micro. So set big picture goals. And then also those micro goals, the ones that you know you can reach quickly, right? So think about those big picture items first, okay? What's the minimum amount of work you can do to start checking some of those big ones off? And then when you think about your micro goals or your micro quotas, the small ones, right? The ones that are short in the amount of time, you go on and begin ticking those off as well, okay? You go on and begin ticking those off as well. So micro goals, think about your big goals or maybe those big things that you've got out there. And then what are those small things as part of that micro goal, which you can bring in the micro section. I know those two things get a little complicated, but you get in the micro section and you start doing those. So again, big picture, are there some things you can start to begin to do to check off that big picture goal today? I'll just use exercise as an example. You want to run a half marathon. I'll just throw a big one, right? You want to run a half marathon. What can you do today to start checking off the fact that you can actually do that? Well, you need to start moving. You need to start doing something small. Maybe you need to start walking. Maybe you're already in decent enough shape. You can walk and run up to 2 miles. So you've got a big goal, macro, and then the micro part that you can do to check off that. Make sense? All right, number three, work on a single task. So pick one task and work on it. Do one thing at a time, eliminate some distractions, create a priority list, and then if you need to, take frequent breaks. So this is a little different than the other two. Work on a single task. So let's say tomorrow morning, you know that you need to get something done by the end of the day or you need to get something done by the end of the week. You set a certain amount of time, maybe it's 30 minutes, maybe it's an hour, and you work on that task and that task only, and you clear the distractions, right? Turn the phone off, set your emails to silent, just work on that task for a certain amount of time. It will amaze you if you actually set an alarm, so just, you know, set a timer on your phone and then put your phone on the other side of the room, set that timer, work continuous until up to that timer. And if you find yourself, you know, for some of us, maybe you need to only do 15-minute chunks and then go walk, take a break, come back. Because, you know, it's some of that ADHD kicks in or, you know, your brain's just going in a bunch of different directions or, you know, you've got that pull toward your phone, whatever that is. And when you start to actually set the timer, your brain will just go, okay, we're good. Let's go. Let's get focused. Let's work on this until we hear the timer. When we hear the timer, ding, 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 that releases us. then we can go and we can either go do something else, or you can come back and reset the timer. Again, you'll be fascinated, I think, to see this. I also have talked about this in the past about when you're feeling that emotion, right? If you want to feel overwhelmed, or if you just want to feel sad, or you want to feel angry, you can set a timer to do that too. Set the timer. I'm going to feel angry. I'm going to feel upset for 10 minutes, 15 minutes. When these 15 minutes are over, I'm done. I'm going to get myself up and I'm going to get moving. It's the same concept. We're just teaching our brain that we are in control, right? Our brains want to control us. We're teaching our brains that no, we're going to control you. Okay? All right, number four, prioritize like you're going on vacation. Some of this will hit home for some of you. Think about, it's like me, think about I get to go away for a couple days. I need to be, right, organized before I go away. So I have things in order. I have to be ready for my mastermind on Wednesday night. I have to be ready for this podcast. I've got five things to do tomorrow that I need to be ready for. So I need to prioritize my time, right? Like I'm going to be gone. You can also do that just during a normal week. Just doing a normal week, right? What do you need to do? Do you need to delegate something? What do you need to get rid of? Be hyper aware and be more efficient because you know you're going to be out of pocket. Try that this week. Try to go on and start prioritizing some of your day, some of the things you need to do like you're going to be gone. You'll see that you get much, much, much more efficient. Number five, actually create and stick to some deadlines. Some of you just need to stick to some deadlines, right? You let things lag. You've had that one or two things that have been, you know, overdue that you haven't done. As you begin to put some of these things in place and you either set deadlines for yourself or you set priorities for yourself or someone sets them for you, you actually stick to them. Okay? You stick to them. You honor what you've told yourself you're going to do. And you honor what you've told someone else you're going to do, even if they put that on you. If you've said, yes, I can get this done, then you begin honoring that. And you'll notice that, again, your brain will start going, no, wait a minute, I know this deadline's coming up. I need to have this complete. And what I would encourage you to do is not work right up until the deadline. Unless you absolutely have to. I mean, sometimes things happen and it's a time crunch, and I get that. But on a normal, just daily basis, you are working ahead, right? It's kind of like in school. You are working ahead. You get the assignment, you go on and begin the work. What's fascinating, too, about these hacks and these tips and the things that, you know, I throw out there to you each week is if you will actually do some of this work, you will see improvement. I got an awesome email earlier today from a guy who's been just kind of binge listening, and he's starting to do the work. And we're not coaching together yet. He's just doing it from the podcast, which I think is awesome. But if you will actually take these and write them down and begin applying them, you will see so much progress. You will blow your own mind. And the last one is to forgive yourself. Show yourself grace. If there are places where you've not, you know, been as productive as you want to be, where you've not been as genuine as you've said you were going to be to yourself, where you've not lived in your own integrity, go on and give yourself a break. Give yourself a pass. Just forgive yourself and say, you know what? I'm not going to keep worrying about this. I'm not going to keep, you know, beating myself up over this. I'm not going to keep scrolling that negative talk over and over and over to myself. No, I'm going to forgive myself. I'm going to give myself a pass. I'm going to let it go. And I'm going to start today. And maybe you take some of these hacks and you start implementing them and you start doing the work and you give yourself the freedom to be able to be you and just to go about your day, but to complete things on time and to be more productive, you will live a happier life. You just will. All right. So number one, try the 5-minute rules. Set micro and macro goals, work on a single task, prioritize yourself like you're going on vacation, create and stick to deadlines, and then forgive yourself. Six hacks that will help make you more productive, and you can be more productive starting today. All right. Email me if I can help you, drdarrenwilson@gmail.com. Reach out to me. I'd love to work with you. Can't wait to see you back here next week. I hope you all have a fabulous week, and I'll see you next Thursday. Take care, everyone. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. If I can help you in any way, reach out to me today, drdarrenwilson@gmail.com, or go to the website, drdarrenwilson.com, and sign up for a consult today. Can't wait to see you soon. Take care, everyone.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.